Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Healthy living isn't about striving for perfection. It's about striving for improvement. And Shape Your Future has everything you need to get you there. Maybe that means drinking an extra glass of water every day. Or maybe it means eating simple, balanced meals your whole family actually enjoys. Find everything from free and easy workouts to healthy recipes and tips for better sleep all in one place. Get started now at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Are you a farmer, rancher, or forest landowner who's experienced discrimination in USDA's farm lending programs before 2021? You may be eligible for assistance through USDA's Discrimination Financial Assistance Program. Applications close October 31st. To learn more, visit www.22007apply.gov or visit the North Edmond Program Office, 2524 North Broadway, Suite 312, North Edmond, Oklahoma.
Looking at the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report issued on August the 24th, state climatologist Gary McManus said the drought had big changes last week. McManus said lack of rain plus extreme heat means flash drought.
And we did more than double our drought coverage in the state in 1 week. The good news is we were starting out at a very low level, about 13%, a little bit under that. But now we're up above 28% all in 1 week. We still have about the same amount of that severe to extreme drought, the second and third worst categories. We really increased the moderate drought. And that was down in south central, southwest Oklahoma, a little bit over to southeast Oklahoma. Dealing with this like 30 to 45 day dry period that we've gotten into down across the southern third to half of the state, in addition to this heat wave. So you combine all those things, the lack of rainfall, the severe heat that we've had, lots of sunshine, and that ends up equaling flash drought.
Well, I know you get it, but some meteorologists or some weather folks will say, oh man, the drought doesn't look like that bad. But then you've got producers in Jackson County who are saying, why are they saying we're not in drought? If you would be out here, you would see that.
Right, exactly. So that's a problem that we get into with people just looking at strictly rainfall statistics. But when you look at the overall pattern, though, you look at the temperatures, you look at not just what happened in the short term, the last 30 to 45 days, but you start looking out the past year to 2 years. And in this case, that drought is just about 2 years long. It really started back in August 2021. And we've had ups and downs over most of the state. But if you're in southwestern Oklahoma, if you're in parts of north central Oklahoma, you've generally been in drought that whole time frame.
Talk a little bit about what those soil moisture temperatures will mean to our wheat farmers that are thinking about planting conditions pretty quick.
Well, sure. You know, in the next couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, people are going to start thinking about planting the wheat seed in for forage later on. You get those early plantings. But without that soil moisture there, you know, it's a classic case of just probably having to dust it in and then hope for rainfall. I think most of the time we succeed when we do that. But, you know, sometimes we wait way too long for that next rainfall after we do that, like we saw last year. Anything that was planted in early September, mid-September, had to wait a couple of more months before we got some good moisture with a lot of heat to go along with that. And, you know, it just really stunted a lot of that effort. So something we're looking at, we could definitely use, especially across basically the southwestern half of the state, we could definitely use another wetting rainfall to get that soil moisture back up a little bit.
To hear my complete conversation with state climatologist Gary McManus, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.